Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the chief priests and elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and they beat one, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again he sent other servants, still more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those when he comes?" They answered, "He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and will lease his vineyards to other tenants, will give him the produce at the proper times." Jesus said to them, "Did you not ever read in the scriptures that the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? By the Lord this has been done, and wonderful in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce fruit." The Gospel of the Lord.
If Jesus had begun his parable in today's gospel by saying, "Once upon a time, there were three bears," you probably would say, "I know how this is going to come out." That's how the people felt who heard Jesus say, "Once upon a time, a landowner planted a vineyard." They knew that they, the Jewish people, were often considered the vineyard of God, as our responsory saying today, and that God would take care of them. But Jesus twisted the plot. Did you notice, as Jesus told the story about the greedy vineyard workers, that his listeners, including the Pharisees, got so wrapped up in the story that when Jesus said, "What will the landowner do to these greedy murderers?" they said, "They'll put them to a tragic end, murder them, slaughter them, wipe them out." And that's when Jesus said, "Gotcha. I'm talking about you." Jesus was doing what Isaiah did in the first reading. The Jewish people were so used to thinking of themselves as God's vineyard that they were listening to Isaiah in the first reading talking about a vineyard, an image that usually gave them a lot of security. They were shocked and surprised to hear that the vineyard owner representing God got so angry about the sour grapes that he was willing to bulldoze the whole vineyard. Isaiah was really talking tough to the people of his time, as Jesus was talking tough to the people of his time. So Jesus also surprised his listeners. But there's evidence of another agenda in today's gospel, and that is the agenda of Matthew's community who passed on this story. Because Matthew was even more brutal, like two generations after the death and resurrection of Jesus and the destruction of Jerusalem, more brutal in his interpretation of the parable, because he added details like the landowner's son being taken out of the vineyard and killed, a clear reference to Jesus being taken out of the city and crucified. Matthew was condemning the Jewish leaders of his time to show that the vineyard had been taken away from them and given to the community of Jesus. Both of these stories, though, about vineyards are so long ago, so old, so kind of unfamiliar, might be easy for you and me to see what do they mean for you and me today, 2,000 and some years later. How can we interpret these parables? One way would be to think about the vineyard, the kingdom of God, as worldwide. God opens this vineyard, this kingdom, to everyone to enjoy its fruits. But this vineyard, our world, can be attacked both by natural and terrible events like earthquakes and hurricanes and fires and floods, as we know recently, as well as by human events, like the divisions in our world and in our country, terrorism, hacking, trying to influence the democratic process of elections of a free people, and most recently, the terrible massacre in Las Vegas. This doesn't mean that the vineyard is going to be taken away from us. It just intensifies our responsibility and our opportunity to really try and care for it. After all, it's the only vineyard we got, this beautiful blue marble in space, our planet Earth, our home. There are some things out of our control, like the natural disasters of hurricanes and earthquakes, sometimes even the insane and misguided tragedies caused by our fellow human beings. But what is in our control is our reactions to these. That's what we've witnessed in the last few weeks, in the last few days. Heroic human efforts of individuals and groups and even nations coming to the aid of those people who are suffering. In fact, a few days ago, after the Las Vegas massacre, and after telling stories about human heroism, the NBC evening news anchor commented, "The worst of times bringing out the best of humanity." And just a few nights ago, another reporter telling more stories of courage and bravery in Las Vegas said, "When tragedy hit, the place known as Sin City had no shortage of angels." But we don't have to wait for tragedies to happen to take better care of our vineyard. For instance, a person found this note on their windshield one day. "You do not know me, but I saw that you need some tires on your truck, and I wanted to do something nice for a stranger because one day a stranger did something nice for me. The receipt is in the envelope, and all you have to do is go buy a warehouse tire on 3rd Street, ask for Stephen Hodges, and they'll put them on for free. All I ask is that one day you do something nice for a complete stranger." This sign was on the window of a dry cleaning establishment. "If you are unemployed and need an outfit cleaned for an interview, we will clean it for free." One day, a fellow learned that a homeless man named Paul had been reading the same book over and over again. So he gave him his Kindle, and Paul hasn't set down this Kindle ever since. Some time ago, an elderly man had a heart attack while shoveling his driveway after a very heavy and wet snowstorm. After the paramedics took him to the hospital, they went back and finished shoveling the driveway for him. And just recently, a family gave up their vacation and sent the money to help the people in Puerto Rico. We need God's help in all of this. Human effort is good and commendable, but I think God is also eager to help us fulfill our role as tenders of our vineyard. That's what we can ask. And that's what we can commit ourselves to now as we celebrate this Eucharist. Amen.